This interview is being conducted with Mayor Michael Bonfanti on April 11, 2007 at beautiful and historic City Hall. The interview is one in a series being conducted as part of the project Making Leather, Living Life, documenting the history of the leather industry in Peabody. The interviewer is myself, Marika Van Dam, curator of the George Peabody House Museum. Now, Mayor, maybe you just want to give me a brief background of where you grew up in Peabody and what that was like.
Well, let's see. At 62 years old, I was born in 1944. One of the few people probably around that was actually born in Peabody, and as you can see, I haven't wandered too far. Attended local schools, South Memorial School, which is in South Peabody, Peabody High School, graduated in 1962, and went to the service, came back, went to college, and spent most of my years before being mayor as a federal bank examiner for the FDIC. Actually spent 30-odd years doing that, and I've been mayor now. This is my sixth year, so I don't know how to retire. And I think part of that is the upbringing we've all had in Peabody of just always being a working community. You and I have talked a little bit, and I showed you that picture that I had of when I was working in a tannery at the ripe old age of, according to my mother, 8 years old. And my brother and I, because of family necessity, had to help out. So I started off kind of early in the tanneries after school and on Saturdays to help the family.
Was that typical for the kids?
You know, everybody helped. You know, it was like the old statement that we were all poor and no one knew it. There was a different a value, especially the older families. When I say that, although my father was born here, my mother was born here, their parents weren't. And everybody helped out and everybody worked. And there was a different sense of a value. As for the leather industry, the Bonfanti family has been in the leather industry for a long time. Family story is my mother and father met while working in a tannery in Lynn called Argos, A-R-G-O-S. And at that same tannery, one of my uncles was a foreman there. And then in the history of the Bonfanti family, we've had several uncles and aunts who worked in the tanning industry, and three, four that actually own small tanneries. I know you did an interview with my cousin Rick Bonfanti.
I didn't interview Ricky yet.
Oh, okay.
But we've been playing phone tag. But I did interview your Aunt Ruth, she worked at Duffy Leather. And, of course, your uncle owned the business.
Right, my Uncle Leo, Rick's father. Yeah. Yes, and I actually worked for Leo for several years while I was going to school, and it was quite an interesting experience. Leo was one of those characters that seemed to inhabit the leather industry.
How so?
You'd have to know Leo. In the business, he was very well known. Good finisher, but was kind of a one of those interesting characters. If you saw him a long time before the kids had the baseball hats on backwards, he started the trend. And you know, the things that you can recall, and I know you interviewed Billy Teague, who also actually we worked together with Leo, and he probably had some stories to tell. They were hard-working guys. You know, a lot of them made money, went broke, made money, went broke. It was kind of the nature. It's amazing to me when you go back and you think of the working conditions that there was something out of the 1880s. Mm-hmm. And OSHA would have had a field day today if they walked in and saw the open containers of finish and chemicals and guys walking around smoking and throwing their cigarette butts and the you know, the dust from the leather shavings. And I mean today these conditions, and to have a kid, and lots of kids worked because they're